Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, welcome to Talking Pictures. This is San Diego Film Festival, episode number 6. We might have a few more coming up for you, but this week we have to do some stuff for the Vancouver National Film Festival. We have episode 250 with Mr. Quincy Rose, and we have the cinematographer of Cake and Fruitvale Station. Not going in on San Diego's episode here, but we do have our brief show announcements, and in earlier episodes we mentioned San Diego, so it's all good, because to us, film is one, and we just want to support all of it. So, San Diego Film Festival, great festival. You can go to www.talkingpicturesla.com, click on the top right corner, podcast episodes, and you can go back and hear the other 5 episodes. We just talked about the shorts, the panels, our experience out there. Today we're gonna review Butterfly Caught, and we're also gonna review Life Hack. And these are both great features, of course. We never bash a film, so anything that you hear about on here, we enjoyed. Gonna give you a quick synopsis here of Butterfly Caught. It stars Alex. Please pronounce it if I pronounce names wrong. I feel bad when I do that. I mean, no disrespect. Sagambadi, Abigail Klein, and Jess Jacobs. Butterfly Caught is about 3 aspiring actresses who set out to break into the cutthroat world of acting in Los Angeles. As each young woman is forced to face her deepest fears and insecurities, which is really interesting because a lot of people in LA, of course, are becoming wannabe actors and actresses, not wannabe like you're a wannabe, but they're doing something until it takes off, and we all do that. And there was a great quote that Tom Petty had where he said, "What else do we have as artists but our art, our fear, and our insecurities?" So I dedicate that to Mr. Tom Petty. I can't believe he's been gone for 2 weeks. Okay, so they all 3 of these women discover the lengths to which they will go to fight against failure. The film offers a glimpse into the darker side of Hollywood, exposes the seduction of fame, and captures the thirst for relevance in a city that cycles through talent and destroys ambitions. There's a great Ashton Kutcher movie. I forget the name because I don't like Ashton Kutcher. No offense if you know him or anything. But at LA Airport, he said, all the people are entering through the downstairs, so they can't see all the people who are arriving. The reverse is they can't see all the people arriving, so they're on the bottom. Anyways, I screwed that up. I apologize. The gist was they make it so all the people landing won't see how many people are leaving, so it won't destroy their dreams. God, that was the biggest mess up I've made in 248 episodes. Butterfly Caught, of course, is written, produced, directed. This was the world premiere at San Diego International Film Festival. Written, produced, and directed by Manny Rodriguez. Produced by Lisa Rodriguez. Let's see. Los Angeles is full of talented, and this is a director quote, full of talented, I really apologize, I kind of screwed this up, I have never screwed words up that much, and I apologize, but this was a fun, entertaining, well-paced film. The actresses were perfectly cast. This film really captured all the stuff. These had to have been actors or hung around a lot of actor friends, because they caught all the perfect nuances, especially the insecurities. But as the director says, Los Angeles is full of talented and deserving people that never get their shot. And I always think that, too, that the next Steven Spielberg might be out there and his film didn't get in a festival because it was too short or too long, or some other alumni had to have a film in a festival. So this exposed this world and the desperation, intensity, passion, and hope. This Manny Rodriguez is a first-time filmmaker who has worked in the studio system for over 15 years. At this event, he was nominated for the Chris Brinker Award, which is an award they've been doing for a few years because of San Diego filmmaker Chris Brinker, who died very early. Don't need to go into that personal situation, but they started an award for him. We had last year, we had the winner on it for 2015 for Wolves of Savin Hill. We also got to interview Tom Berenger, who had presented the Chris Brinker Award that year. And this has already won Best of Show at the Awards of Excellence at Indie Fest Awards, and is an official selection of Laughlin International Film Festival and Twin Cities Film Festival in October. So San Diego is kicking off the rock and roll that this film is and is going to be, because it really is rock and roll. I think a lot of movies are music because they have tempo and they have beats. They make you think of other things. They take you to a certain place. The character could be the memory. The wonderful talent is the band. So if you want to learn more about this film, you can go to www. And this is all one word, butterflycottmovie.com. That's butterflycottmovie.com. I just wanted to say that for this being a first-time director, this was a really good job. It was a really strong script, and, you know, I just found myself laughing out loud, literally, at the nuances, because I've been in Los Angeles now going on 7 years. I've been working as a journalist for 8 years, covering festivals for 6, and through my career producing shorts and independent features, I've done, I think it's 12 or 13. I've been doing it since the year 2000 when I got out of film school, and my first feature played the Hawaii International Film Festival. So that was where I could really see that some stuff stuck out that really you had to be around, know the business. Like it says, 15 years in the studio system. Doesn't say what he did, but that's not important. Observation is observation. Again, I apologize to you guys for screwing up that Ashton Kutcher analogy from that film. The next film, Life Hack, premiered at the Brooklyn Film Festival. Life Hack is an indie comedy about our complete lack of digital privacy. Not even to get started on what Facebook, Twitter, all of that is done to our world in a social media driven age. I mean, God, we're at a time where if we don't understand how to use Twitter, people don't know about our film. It used to just be word of mouth, newspaper, television news. Your friends just used to talk about it, not tweet about it. So it's an interesting thing. Derek Wilson, starring in AMC's Preacher and Hulu's upcoming Future Men, both co-directed and produced by Seth Rogen, plays Charlie, a white hat computer hacker who goes on search to find the infamously unidentified Morrowler, a black hat hacker who threatens to release Charlie's friend's graphic masturbation video to social media unless they pay a ransom. Now, there was some funny parts to this. I wouldn't know really where to classify it. It is a comedy, but there was some, I mean, gosh, if somebody has a video of you masturbating, that's funny, but it's not, it has to have some seriousness to it. The story weaves the ensemble cast by keeping you on the edge of your seat and laughing all the while. So again, it was funny, but also is a serious subject. You can learn more about, and again, this was hilarious. I would say the editing was the best part, because to be able to hit the comedic beats and the dramatic beats, you really had to know what you were doing. This was well shot. The director had a great understanding of film, because when you start, it's one thing as a director to just make a comedy, you try, it works or it doesn't. It's another thing to just try and make a drama and be serious. But when you can nail multiple genres, then you really know what you're doing. And so I want to commend the director for that. And you guys can learn more about the film at Lifehack Movie. I assume that's the Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Everybody calls it a different thing now. Instead of just talking about a movie and telling people about a movie, which is what this film looked at, of course. And then lifehackthemovie.com, cool website, lifehack, all one word, themovie.com. This also won DEF CON. It won Best Screenplay at Brooklyn Film Festival. It won Indie Street Film Festival. It won Best Feature at the Rahway International Film Festival. Won Best Director at the Long Beach International Film Festival. Won Best Feature at the Port Townsend Film Festival and the Long Island International Film Expo. Now, what's trippy is guests of our show have had films this year and were on, we reviewed it, or they were on for the Long Island Expo. A guest of ours from the past was in the Long Beach International. One from earlier this year was in Rahway, and we knew a couple of people in Brooklyn. So I just mentioned that because the goal of our show, we didn't bring them together. We didn't set up these screenings. We didn't make their films happen. But we love that we're that films, three or four of our guests are in the same film festival. The point of this show is to bring people together who love films, love movies, love art, and most of all, love people, because all these filmmakers, you got to be a good person to make a good film. You don't just start out and you're a butthead and you make a great film. Sure, there's buttheads that make great films, but they don't usually go that far after. So with that, Butterfly Caught, and go to Lifehack the Movie for more info on that and its next screenings. And again, sorry, let me just pull up this page. I switched to another page. Butterfly Caught will be playing. Let's see, sorry, you can't keep 10 windows open. We'll be playing in at the Laughlin International Film Festival's Twin City Film Fest. Look those up. Thank you so much. Again, I apologize to the filmmakers for boofing those words. These were just two great films. I didn't want to spoil too much of them by getting into how much more I loved them. So just kudos to these great directors. We wish you the best from Talking Pictures. Again, everyone, you guys can spread the website, www.talkingpicturesla.com. Any of you guys who are fans of the movie Lion, we have an interview with the director, Greg Fraser, ASC, who was the cinematographer of Lion. He was gracious enough to give us an interview 2 days before the Oscars. And then you can go to our podcast archives, click on podcast episodes, and you'll get 248. This is the 249th. And I'm going to give a quick plug to episode 250 coming up on Wednesday. Then on Saturday, we have a special surprise. The cinematographer of Cake, Fruitvale Station, and you'll just have to tune in to hear some other things we're going to talk about and some surprises she has coming up. All right, that's going to do it for me. Take care. Aloha.